From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer. Almost 2 years ago, after Hurricane Irma slammed the Florida Keys as a Category 4 storm, this was one of the first voices public radio listeners heard.
Right now, I have found out that pretty much the entire first floor of my hotel is gone. It's a concrete building, and the part that faces the ocean has two huge holes on the ocean side, and it's pretty much cleared out the entire first floor that way.
That's Rachel Stevens talking to NPR the day after Irma. She wasn't back in the Keys yet, but she'd heard about the damage to the White Sands Inn, the hotel she and her mom run on Grassy Key. Hers wasn't the only hotel that took a serious pounding from the storm, but most have reopened, backed by corporations that can put serious money into the rebuilding. It's a lot harder for a family-owned property. That hole in the wall that she was describing right after Irma, now it's a feature.
It did not used to have a door here. It was a solid wall and the door was there, but the ocean broke this wall out, so now they have a larger door facing the ocean.
It will be a set of French doors. Right now, it's an opening in a concrete block wall, like it's been for a year. The view is spectacular. The subtropical Atlantic Ocean steps away. Right after the storm, Stevens was hoping to reopen in months, but the damage was too severe, and all the hurdles were taking too long. Insurance, permitting, contractors. She's had to sell part of the property and take out an interest-only loan, and she sold some of her short-term rental rights that regulate how many rooms a hotel can have. These rights are valuable in the Keys, where development is under tight limits. She brought in much-needed money by selling some of her rights, but it means the White Sands Inn will be a different hotel when she can reopen it.
So I'm going to try and, when we redo it, do it more like a small boutique. You know, I'm selling them to one of the largest resorts, these rights. I'm going to be the smallest one in the area.
The hotel wasn't that big to begin with, 7 units. Now, it will be 4. It was a place with a lot of regulars who would come back year after year, reserving their spot for next time when they checked out.
When you came, everybody get a hug if you knew you before and we remembered what you did and when you were here last time. It's like visiting friends or family.
She still hears from those regulars who want to know how their unit is doing. But she says she just doesn't have the mental energy to engage like she used to.
That's where I had to cut myself off, to take every phone call and to talk for 45 minutes or an hour to each person, which I used to do when we were open and, you know, book them in and talk to them, find out what was going on, but I just can't talk about the destruction and the, you know, rebuilding process to everybody anymore because I don't know. I don't know until somebody shows up here and does it.
Instead of dealing with guests, she spends her time dealing with building permits and insurance adjusters and working another job.
I might, you know, not do anything for the hotel tomorrow, and then I've been bartending up at the bar here on Grassy Key, and that's how I make my ends meet right now.
Stevens is hoping some of those regulars will come back when she does reopen. But she knows they'll be coming back to a different place. The White Sands Inn isn't the same. Neither is Marathon. That's been part of the adjustment over the last 2 years. Stevens says she got some good advice from a friend who went through Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, to take breaks from the rebuilding process along the way, and to understand that a major hurricane makes major changes in a community.
A lot of people left after the hurricane. A lot of friends I knew, or a lot of business people in Marathon, a lot of businesses didn't open back up, and it's still not the same, and I don't think it'll ever be the same.
Steven says it's her daughter, born 7 months after Hurricane Irma, who's helped keep her going. She wants to rebuild and share the sunny, sandy, subtropical island that she fell in love with 20 years ago. It's been almost 2 years since the storm took away her hotel and changed the Middle Keys. Yet she remains determined to bring back some of what Irma washed away. I asked her what someone driving down the overseas highway a year from now will find if they see a vacancy sign in front of the White Sands Inn at mile marker 57.
They're going to find an excited Rachel, I'll tell you that, with her arms open and accepting you in as a customer. Or if you just want to stop by and see the progress, I'm all about that too. Right. See what, you know, our long journey brought us to.
She's hoping that will come during this upcoming season, but she's learned not to count on anything until she sees the rebuilding work being done. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.